Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Triple B Nation Presents Bacon Bits, the Bacon Grease. This is where I go out on my own and find random people to talk to on our podcast. These are shorter episodes just for fun. We're touching base with Jared, Wisco Dive Bar Guy, as it says in his name down below.
What's going on?
Although it did say your mom at first.
We changed that once we were going to start recording.
Yeah, once we're doing the real thing.
No, I think this is this should be episode one of Sneaky Pete Unplugged, right?
I'm not taking the plug out for nothing. Wait a minute. Pump the brakes. So it's what, July 5th?
Yeah. You have a good port?
Yeah, no, it was quiet. Didn't do anything. It was great. And I didn't get too many people sending me videos of fireworks that I'm not going to watch ever.
Yeah, I think I had one or two, which I was pretty impressed.
Yeah. I did get a video of one firework where it's like a dog pooping, or it's like a snake, but it poops out. Yeah. That's pretty funny. Yeah. So,
classic.
What'd you do for the 4th?
We just went over to a friend's place, and they've got a... They're pretty bougie. They've got a pool and a bar, and so we just had some drinks, hung out at the pool, grilled out, and did some fireworks at the end of the night. Typical Wisconsin 4th of July. Typical America 4th of July, really, I guess.
America. Hell yeah. Are we 2 minutes in? Where's the time in this bitch?
Yeah, we're a minute. We're exactly a minute, 2 minutes in right now.
So as long as I don't have to edit anything, we can say swear words on YouTube.
All right.
That's what I'm waiting for.
But yeah, you were asking me before we started recording, I just cracked open this Pabst Light.
Yeah.
I bought this a couple weeks ago. I was curious to try it, and it's actually really, really smooth. I'll admit, PBR, the original, the OG, is a little bit rougher for me. I'm definitely a light beer guy. I could not drink 18 of them in a night like I can on a, you know, with Busch Light, but I should have a night where I try to drink 18 of these and see how I feel. But, I wish it would have been a little bit different with the can though. I wish it would have, stayed, you know, more red, white and blue, but you know, I don't know.
Well, it's great anyway. It's a light version of the original logo.
Yes. Yeah. But yeah, no, I enjoy, I would give it, I mean, on taste, I'd give it a 9. I'm not going to rate it on my normal scale, obviously, but yeah, I'd give it 9. I'd give it 9 PBRs out of 10.
You in that scale?
Yeah.
Every time you do that, I'm just like, you know, Anheuser-Busch just gets another win in their column.
I know. Well, and 900 and well, I guess I'm not all posted, but 939 bars in now. There's been some Wisconsin based companies that have flirted with taking me up on a sponsor, but we just haven't quite nailed it down yet. But I think we're close.
Yeah, I wish, but they don't understand the impact that you have.
Yeah, it's crazy, and I like it when somebody comments on a video and they say, "Well, how come it only got a 9 or whatever?" Like. That just means they watched the entire video. My rating's at the end, so that means they watched my entire video. So, but yeah, like there was a bar that I actually just posted today, the dump in Cambria that used to be a total dive.
Mm-hmm.
I pulled in there last week and it was amazing. It may be the best non-dive bar in Wisconsin. I've been to some non-dives. They're mm-hmm. all locally owned great places, but this one might be the best. And knowing that it started from a dive and just transformed into something absolutely incredible was really cool.
Well, that's kind of like what happened with Kanicki's. It was Kanicki's, one of our sponsors. How do I put this? Fuck it. It was a shithole, And then he remodeled a whole bunch during COVID and everything, and it's a semi-decent place.
Yeah, I think there was a lot of bars that took that 60 days off, which seemed like 6 years.
Oh,
But they
gosh.
took that to remodel. But I don't, there's no question Kaneki's is still a dive bar. I mean, it's a house that's a bar. It's still a dive bar, but it's nice and clean inside. Yeah, it's a super nice place, and they do have great wings as
And
well.
the bathroom's not too bad.
Yeah.
I think you should add a rating for bathrooms in this. And
Yeah.
I don't know if you can be honest about it. There's
I've
some
I have
bad ones.
I've seen some, and I should maybe do a compilation video of just some of the pictures of bathrooms that I have on my phone, like dive bar bathrooms. Because I think it would be quite entertaining, because like I said, I've hit 939 different places, and there's some pretty questionable plumbing and bathroom situations that
Yeah.
I've crossed paths with.
Yeah. And those are the ones where you're just like, I'll just step outside.
Right. Plywood Palace. Because you have no other option but to step outside.
Got it. I've not been there. They say it's a great dive bar. I say it's way far away.
Yeah, it's a haul. A lot of them I hit are a haul, but yeah, it's worth it. I mean,
So we find the best ones.
yeah, it's almost, the Plywood Palace is almost getting too popular. I don't take anything against it, away from it at all, but like, it's almost like, oh yeah, the Plywood Palace. It's like, yeah.
Yeah.
I've been there 3 times. It never disappoints. It's amazing. There's always something that has changed a little bit when you go in there. Definitely not cleaned up, but like, oh, the jukebox is pushed back to the, it's like, but yeah, it's a great place for sure.
You know what I'm a fan of?
What are you a fan of? Walski's, yeah.
Wolski's Tavern. I wish you had I wish you could go there on a night where it's not busy
And just so I
and
could
sit
chat with
and
the owner.
sit and talk with Bernie.
Yeah.
Those are some of the best nights. You know, one night I was on a heater for bar dice. Like Bernie threw the dice cup across the bar because I kept saying no one loses 11 in a row. Let's keep going. Because that's what they always say at the bar.
Yeah, and honestly, some of the best experiences that I've had at bars is when there's 6 or 8 people in there.
Yes.
Like, it's just, then it's not the craziness. And like you said, like, when I was down there, it was so busy that Bernie didn't have much time to talk.
Right.
And I get that. Like, I don't want, I'm not that I don't expect it, I don't want a bartender to stop the show to talk to me. I don't want
Right.
anybody waiting for drinks on my behalf. But yeah, it's some of the places, Walski's in particular would definitely be better to hit on a Tuesday or a Wednesday or a Thursday maybe.
Thursday nights. Yeah.
Yeah, but and I, what when did we hit? Was it a Friday night?
Yeah, Friday. Yeah, it was a
Yeah, it was a Friday night that we hit
Friday
it. Yeah.
night.
Yeah.
Yeah, then the Saturday after is when I saw you for the podcast back in January, December.
Yeah, December
Wow.
already. But it and I've found too, like, Milwaukee obviously has a lot of awesome, unique bars. But I feel like when you get to the bigger cities, those neighborhood bars seem to really stand out. I know, like, here in Eau Claire there's one, Hobbsy's is one that's tucked away. It's a neighborhood bar, just a vibe all to its own.
Oh, yeah.
And there's just so many like that. And gosh, what's the one in Milwaukee that I hit too? That's down in, do they call it Bayview? Puddlers, Puddlers,
Yeah.
Puddlers Hollow. Like, that's kind of another one that's kind of industrial, but at the same time a neighborhood bar. Excellent, excellent place. And just a great vibe. But yeah, I mean, there's some, and obviously Bennett's in Madison that I just hit last weekend with the Smutnigs. In the morning was who
Yeah, that was
was an
something
experience.
else.
Yeah.
That was something else, dude. I didn't
Yeah.
expect that.
And
I'm
that
like, and
was,
I'm like, how did he edit that in there? Oh, that's not an edit. Oh, shit.
yeah, that was a tough edit, trying to make sure and censor everything, and then I would put the censor thing or the parental advisory thing over it, and then I would watch it, and I'm like, oh, there's a little bit that slipped through there, and you can see
A
somebody
nip
taking
slip.
something, yeah. Yeah, so I had to like I had to watch it like 10 times. And like every clip I would watch like 5 times, and then the next clip I'd watch it 5 times, and then the whole thing I had to watch like 10 times just to make sure,
Right.
because one wrong slip and I may lose sponsorships and may get banned. I don't know, but
I'm waiting for hey, I did get a sponsor, by the way. Shout out to L&D Trucking out of Mequonago, Wisconsin. Thank you.
yeah,
Thank you
Skyler's all
to
he goes all over the place, doesn't he? Skyler's crazy. He's a driver. I wonder how many miles he puts on a year.
I don't know. He's usually home every night, most nights though.
Yeah.
So I know he shoots up towards you, and then yeah, he's all over. He's a good dude though. He's been on a few different episodes. And yeah, I got to get him on again.
Well, I you know, with doing what I do, you know, over the last 3.5 years, it's not just the places that I get to visit that are so awesome. It's the people that I've met along the way that whether I might not see that person again in my life, or I may not see them for another 3, 4, 5 years, like, but I consider like I've made a lot of friends this way. I mean, you're included, you know, in that. And yeah, and you know, I mean, we're official. We got a snap streak going now, but
I'm
yeah,
telling
it's,
you, Bill.
I think that's just as important to me as the places that I visit are the people that I meet too, because it's, you know, these dive bars do, they are home to so many amazing people.
You know who I want to meet?
Who's that?
Actually, I'd like to meet R Russ Nicolay.
Yeah, he's a good dude. Russ is a
Yeah.
super good dude. This guy, oh, this sleeve. I'm
Yep.
sorry, I'm
There
mute.
he is. I saw him.
Yeah, I mean, if you wanna interview him quick, I mean, go ahead. Like,
So, Russ, question for you. If
yeah,
you and Gruber got into
yeah.
a fist fight, who would
Build
win? I think your connection dropped out for a second.
Oh, did it? Okay.
It's
Yeah,
probably
I just.
good.
Yeah. Yeah, I just, you know, I met Russ 2 years ago. It'll be 2 years ago this coming weekend. That's the first time I met him in person down at Country Boom in West Salem. Hopefully he'll be down there again this year, but I don't know that he will be. I know he's big with the Hodag festival too, which
Yep.
happens to be this coming weekend as well. So that's a place that I've never been. I've heard great things, but Country Boom was the first music festival that reached out to me and like hooked me up. So I'm definitely indebted to them. I feel like I always want to be,
Yeah.
you know, I always want to make time for them. This will be my 3rd year going down there. They hook us up with VIP tickets and hotel room, and but it's a awesome music festival. It's always a great time, and I've there must be 15 or 20 people throughout the weekend that bartend back there in VIP, because we have our own bar, and there's no question that we're on a first name basis at the VIP bar.
Got a new bartender of the month coming up for this month, or what?
I do. I actually made the video yesterday. I haven't dropped it yet. But I mean, I'll let you know. I don't know if when you're gonna post this, but I'll let you know. I'll probably drop it within the next day or two. So gosh, what was it? 2 weeks ago? 3 weeks ago. I did a loop down Racine area, Pleasant Prairie, and then I had to go to Lake Geneva. And there was a bar down in Cambria that does, or not in Cambria, Cambridge, home of NASCAR
Cambridge,
legend Matt Kenseth.
yeah.
And there was a bar down there. They have a TikTok. Well, one of their bartenders has a TikTok account, and the people at the bar do these sing-along videos that obviously were in my algorithm, and I thought they were great. Like, it's lip syncing, it's pretty well put together. And so I got a hold of the girl, and I told her, I said, I'm coming down to the Mink Ranch, but under one condition: I need to be in one of those videos. So we went down there. I was in that video. And yeah, the Mink Farm Tavern, it was fantastic. And Gosh, Roland, the bartender, he shows up and he was wearing shorts and a like a Hawaiian, like they were matching shorts, matching like Hawaiian wild, super loud
Nice.
collared button down shirt. And he was, I'd grab it, get another Busch Light, and he'd pull it out of the cooler and he'd flip it in the air and he'd be doing all sorts of stuff. And he was, it was a great vibe already. And he just made it above and beyond. And I figured when we were down there, I'm like, I think that's my bartender of the month for July. And yeah, I
Nice.
always have great bartenders, but sometimes there's just one, at least one a month that stands out. And then I have to try to pick and choose if there's more than one.
Yeah, I like your June one.
Kanisa's, yeah, she's awesome. A matter of fact, I was back to the mix up in Amory, just west of Amory again on Friday. I stopped in, I was in the area and I thought I'd swing in because they have a great patio, a grain bin bar, and it's always just a vibe. And I went there and there was a bunch of people there, sold a bunch of merch, and yeah, I had a great time. And yeah, she was there working her butt off the end. And I thought, gosh, I almost wish I went to Mater, my bartender of the month for June, because they probably had four or five different bartenders there that night, and I would have made them all the bar, like they're a team, they're clearly a team. And then when I was there, she just happened to be the only one bartending, so I mean, it was an easy choice then. But she's an absolute sweetheart, and she kicks ass at her job, so I'm glad that I was able to show her some appreciation. And she's had a lot of people come in and congratulate her on being the bartender of the month.
Well, maybe she'll see this on YouTube and give us a like.
Yeah, I don't know if she's much of a social media person or not, but yeah.
Yeah, I always try to make it a point if we have someone on like you to put their socials out there. Like we had Michelle from TikTok on here. Tell me it sounds better than this.
Yeah, I'm on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, Threads, Wisco Dive Bars, Wisco Dive Bar Reviews. I think, it's a combination of the two. But yeah, you just pretty much search Wisco Dive Bars and it'll pop up on every format. Look for the blue check mark. There's a lot of fake accounts out there, and unfortunately, but
Do you
it's
pay for the
annoying.
blue check mark?
It's what's that?
Do you pay for the blue check mark?
Yeah, well, you have to pay for it. But that's the thing. It sucks that you have to pay for it, but I mean, it's a tax write-off, but at the same time, I make money off of views, so I mean, it basically just gets taken off of what I make a month. But I think it's important with so many people that are trying to spin off and copy and do whatever. It does, like, I don't worry about things I can't control, but I think the blue check mark, I think, helps set me apart. But yeah, I just do me.
There's
I
a
mean,
lot
I know there's
of
a lot of people out
copycats.
there. Yeah. But I mean, that's with that. I mean, it's not just with me. It's with anybody that has something going on. You'll see videos that somebody does, and then, somebody trying to, if they get a lot of views, they think it's an easy way to get built up themselves, which whatever. I mean, that's not what I do. I pride myself on being 100% original. And like, I've never seen a Tommy Boy video like I sent you yesterday, like I posted
You're about to.
of the I just had the idea to do that with for the people who haven't seen it, the Tommy Boy clip of when Tommy Boy meets his future stepmom, and Bo Derek comes out of the pool in slow motion. I recreated that myself with a can of Busch Light, or a can of PBR in my hands, not Busch Light, but yeah, a can of PBR in my hands. I just thought it'd be funny, and
It
yeah,
was hilarious. It was
it's done
really
all right for you.
hilarious. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been on a Brewers kick lately because we got a big thing happening on July 25th. It's a celebration of 25 years at the ballpark. They can't say Miller Park
Yeah.
because it was Miller Park for 20 years. And then AmFam,
Has it really been
whatever.
5 years since it's been?
I think it's been 5 years, yeah.
Really, man. But yeah,
Is what it is.
it's always gonna be Miller Park.
Right. It's not Coney Stadium. That's a separate building altogether.
Yeah.
But it's Miller Park. And all these guys that are coming in, they all played at Miller Park. They didn't play at AmFam Field. But either way, I digress. It's a 3:10 start on Friday, July 25th, down at AmFam Field Miller Park. And they're bringing in a whole bunch of alumni. They're trying to bring in guys from every year for like autograph signings and
And
stuff.
that's after the game.
No, autograph signings will be before the game. After the game is a home run
It's a
derby
home
where
run.
we,
Okay, yeah. Okay, so the home run derby after the game. Yeah, that's kind of what I figured.
where we got Ryan Braun, Prince Fielder, Eric Thames, Carlos Gomez, Casey McGee, Corey the Condor Hart, who's my guy, Yovani Gallardo, who's a pitcher, but he can hit. He's going to be in this. And Bill Hall, of course, was the
Oh,
last
yeah,
one.
Bill Hall.
Bill Hall was, he posted on Instagram he's taking BP. And then I posted a video of Corey Hart practicing on the 4th of July. It's just some guy trying to hit Roman candles.
Oh, yeah, I did see
That's
that.
being
Yeah.
shot at him. So I also told Bill Hall that I predict that Corey Hart's going to hit 120 home runs in 2 minutes on average. So you can
and
put
who's pitching? There's
Ed Cedar.
there you go. Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, I thought there was.
Then George Contreras is catching.
Yeah, that's cool.
Should they need a catcher? But it's going to be interesting. It's going to be fun. And I'm doing videos on each of the guys. I did the initial video explaining it, which was just under 2 minutes long. It was hard to do. It's hard to talk for that long and be engaged for me.
Yeah,
But I did it.
I'm surprised they didn't get Lucroy.
Right? I follow him too. I don't know. You think they would have?
Yeah,
There's
because
a couple of
he
guys
was
that.
one of the more popular brewers back
What about Richie
seven, eight, ten
Sexton?
years ago. All right, yeah. What?
So they're bringing in Jose Hernandez. Who?
Nice.
2002 Brewers All-Star. I do need him autographed on a ball.
Yeah,
That's my
that would be
Corey Hart
fun.
one.
It's yeah, and it's too bad. I mean, there's a lot of cases that you just overall, I mean, that Uke's not around anymore, but that's something
Oh,
Uke would have absolutely loved that weekend.
it'd be all about this. So, and
Yeah.
everyone's like, oh, they should do a tribute to Uke. Well, I guarantee he's going to be mentioned, but they have, I think it's August 24th. They're doing a tribute night, a remembrance day
Well, that's
for
cool.
Uecker.
What is there a significance to the date? Is that was it his birthday or something or?
I couldn't tell you that. It might be just be a day that they had open to plan a whole bunch of shit and take time to do it right.
Yeah, it's always cool when teams do stuff like that where they have, I don't remember right offhand, but they probably did like a 25th anniversary of the 82, Harvey Wallbangers and.
No, they
You know,
did the 40th anniversary, and yeah, they've done all that stuff.
But yeah, it's and I'm living where I live in Western Wisconsin, I've always been a Twins fan, and it's just not the same when they do, like the 20th or 30th anniversary of the 87 and 91 World Series, and Kirby's not there,
Yep.
because Kirby was he's probably the lone player, if I were to pick one player why I fell in love with baseball, it was him.
Hell
Like
yeah.
he was called up in 84 when I was 7 years old,
God,
and
you're
I
old.
was yeah I know. But that whole team, I mean, Puckett and Gaetti and Herbeck, Brunansky, like they kind of all got called up together, and the Twins just said, here we go, like we're gonna sink or swim with you guys. You guys are our nucleus. And pretty incredible now. You see what baseball's come to have a small market team like that win two World Series in a 5 year stretch is pretty incredible. And it was super cool to be, gosh, what was I? I was 10 and 14 when they won it.
Yeah.
So that's, definitely old enough to remember. Remember staying up late. I remember exactly where I was at when Kirby hit the walk-off homer in game six to force game seven in 91. Oddly enough, I was at a supper club. I was at the West Wind in River Falls at my aunt and uncle's, gosh, it was probably their 25th wedding anniversary or something like that we had there. So, I remember when Kirby hit it, I didn't know where my brother was. Like my brother's 3 years older than I am. And And I ran back to the, because I was in the bar, and I ran to the back looking for my brother, and I was like, oh my God, like I had to tell him that Kirby just hit the home run. Like, he fucking saw it. Like, I know there's so many TVs and I know he saw it, but I was just, you know, you're just a, you know, as you know, as a kid, you're just so damn excited. But it was weird that 87 and 91 season, the Twins never won a road game in the World Series. And luckily, you know, they were going, you know, every other year, American League, National League, you know, home field advantage. And luckily both years was the even years were the, or the odd years were the American League home field. So the Twins were up 2-0, down 3-2, and won in 7 games both years. So, it was weird. I don't know how many people remember that, but
those were good years.
Yeah. Well, and that Cardinals team too, you know, in 87, like they were good. The Cardinals have all, like, they've always been pesky. They've always played good defense. They've always had clutch hitting, and
I'm well aware as a Brewers fan.
Yeah.
And bases then, loaded. We're in the playoffs. Albert Pujols comes to the plate. I'm yelling, walk him. And everyone's like, why would you give up a run? Why would you give up a run? Four pitches later, he hits a grand slam. I'm like,
yeah,
because one's better than four.
Right. And I think I did see something earlier today, too, like scrolling Instagram. I think, like, how many times Barry Bonds was walked with bases loaded.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy, too. I mean, growing up, you know, I remember watching him with the Pirates, and him and Bonilla would, I mean, combined, they would hit 340 in the regular season. They would drive, you know, they'd have, you know, they both have 25 to 30 home runs, and they'd both drive in 120. They'd get to the playoffs and they'd go, you know, 3 for 43, and they'd get knocked out in the NLDS. And then he goes to San Francisco and he seems to put on a little bit of weight, and he was, you know, say what you want about steroids. That guy was amazing. No matter, I mean, steroids didn't,
you still got to be able to hit the ball. And that's hard.
Yeah. The guy was locked in for 5 years straight. Like, these guys will, like, Bill Hall locked in on Mother's Day. He has a pink bat in his hands. He's locked in automatically. You know, you get these, all the major leaguers, you know, go through their slumps and whatever, but, and go through their hot stretches. But Barry Bonds was locked in for 5 years in a row, like 800 straight games locked in. And it was cool to see. I mean, those years when baseball kind of struggled because of the strike, and, you know, the McGuire and Sosa year was incredible. Like, watching ESPN and they would just cut in, and it was the coolest freaking thing ever. Just, I get goosebumps just thinking about it still. Like, that was, gosh, when was that? 99? I want to say probably, like, I was, you know, shit, I was 22, 23 years old at the time. So
I can't fact check it, but yes. It's
but yeah, there. Yeah. But late 90s for sure, early 2000s.
No,
but
I thought it was, hold on. Now I got to fact check it.
Okay. I mean, that was crazy. And, you know, and Sosa was kind of a guy that came out of nowhere. I remember having his rookie card for the White Sox back in the day and basically just giving it away, you know, swapping cards and stuff. And, but I mean, I think he was a perfect player for, you know, for the Cubbies. I believe he came up with the White Sox, right?
Yep.
I
happen to have a Greg Vaughn card right here.
There you go.
It was his top birthday, super rookie, on the third there, the future star.
Yeah.
I did a little video on Instagram for him.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I think sports is maybe, I don't know why, but it like, maybe it's not to you, but to me it seems less captivating now than what it was 20 years ago.
Definitely.
You know, I don't know why that is. I don't know.
It's different now. These pitchers are throwing so hard, you're never going to see anyone pitch for, you know, 20 plus years like Nolan Ryan ever.
Yeah.
You won't see that. Like, Kershaw and Max Scherzer, that's going to be the last class.
Yeah, I was well, and Kershaw's been battling injuries the last 5 years, and I mean, for him to still get to 3,000 strikeouts, I can't believe it. I mean, Dude is awesome, like flat out
Right.
awesome. And I'm glad he was able to, he stuck with it with all the rehab and everything, because it's always been shoulder issues or elbow problems with him. But to get 3,000 strikeouts is absolutely incredible. I don't know that, I don't know that we'll see it again. I really don't.
It's not a lot of guys that have done that. I'm friends with Dan Plesac on Instagram, and I talked to him a little bit. He was actually at that game because he's been calling the away games for the White Sox.
Okay.
So he traveled to LA and he got to see that in person, which is kind of
That's
cool.
cool. Yeah.
So I also wished him a happy Bobby Bonilla Day.
Yeah.
So, and he
Yeah.
put a little insight into the whole situation because there is a huge backstory on that with Bernie Madoff and how the Mets were investing their money into his pyramid scheme and then realized that there is no money.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
So, but
I think that's one of the things to me why I fell in love with baseball too, are the announcers.
yep. Oh, God, yeah.
Vin Scully, Euchre, Jack Buck,
I'll even
and
go news with
his
some of the new guys. Brian Anderson. I
yeah.
love listening to him call home runs.
I do too. Yeah. Matt Vaskersian too. Like there's
Oh, Matty B.
Bob Costas. Gosh, what Miller and what's his name played for the Reds? Morgan. Miller and Morgan, they hated each other. They were amazing together. They had so much chemistry. But yeah, and I mean, I was a PA guy for an amateur baseball team for like 11 years, and that's one of the reasons why it was Bob Uecker. The Twins had forever. They had gosh, I can't even think of his name right now. Dick Bramer was their TV guy. Now I watch a Twins game and it just doesn't even feel the same. After Dick Bramer was there for probably 30 plus years. But excuse me, but there's so many guys, like obviously Harry Carey, is another one, but
Right.
there's so many of them. Gosh, and who was the other guy that was with Jack Buck? Tim Carver, another one. As soon as you hear the voice, you just automatically thought
Yep.
baseball playoffs. Like you knew it was a big game when those guys were calling it. And there's you could have the TV on a Dodger game, and you could just be listening to it, not even watching it. And Vince Scully would tell a story. He was perfect. It could be
Yes.
radio or TV, and it was
Well,
just the delivery. And Uecker was the same way.
I used to turn the TV volume down and then turn the radio on and watch the game with Uecker calling it.
Yeah.
That
Yeah,
was one of
it's
my favorite things to do.
yeah, that was that's what made baseball special, especially in the 80s and 90s. Like, and even now there's still so many great announcers that baseball has them, and I don't think the NFL does. The NFL has so few of them. And I don't know if it's because it's a script or what, but
Oh, I remember Madden. Someone did a parody of Madden. He's like, "Yeah, then Brett Favre, he brings Brett Favre up every
Oh
game
yeah,
being called.
Brett Favre,
Brett
yeah.
Favre is big, busy, Brett Favre-ing it over by the Brett Favre over there."
Yeah. So
Like,
I think we all took Madden for granted. And once he was gone, we
yeah,
realized he was a character.
he's a
Like he was a
character, and he made it fun.
yeah. And it's like Uecker too. I mean, he wasn't just a play-by-play guy. He was in Mr. Belvedere. He was on the Krylon paint commercials, the Miller Lite commercials,
I didn't realize how big of a reach Uecker had until he passed, and all of a sudden it's national news. And like, I didn't realize the reach he had and how he touched so many different people's lives.
Yeah.
Every aspect of baseball basically knows who Bob Uecker is. A lot of
Yeah,
them from the movie Major League, but they also know him, obviously, if they played in Milwaukee, they know him personally. Yeah, that was a big loss.
I bet if you took baseball fans, and 50, say 50 to 55 years old, and if you were to ask 100 of them, Say, so what's the first thing you think of when I say Milwaukee Brewers? What's the first thing that pops in your head? I bet you 80 of them would say Bob Uecker.
Bob Uecker.
If not more. If not 100, you know?
By the way, Jonathan Lucroy, I believe his voicemail is still a recording Bob Uecker made for him.
Oh, really?
I believe it's him.
That's cool.
I got to dig that up again. That's something. I mean, that's hilarious. But yeah, hey, thanks for doing this. This is a good
not
test.
Not a problem. Yeah, no, it's always fun. It's nice to learn a new way how to do things because, you know, we're four plus hours apart. Yeah, it's definitely something I want to get to know how to do too. And
imagine if we lived like half an hour apart.
Right. We'd have sleepovers all the time. You'd have bunk beds in your bedroom by now. Would you want the top bunk or the bottom bunk?
Of course I want the top bunk.
I'll tell you where you can find me again. Wisco Dive Bars, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, Threads. Also, my website, wiscodivebars.com. That shows a map of all the places I've been pinned on a map. You can zoom in, click on any pin. It pulls up my video. It's a handy kind of pocket guide of where I've been. So,
yeah, and you can find me, triplebnation.com, for all your funny merchandise needs. Like here for the gangbang hats, we got funny apparel. I'm wearing a pork star shirt right now. Obviously, Triple B Nation on TikTok, triple_B_nation on Instagram, and official 3B Nation on YouTube. Like, share, and subscribe. So it's been another fun-filled episode of Triple B Nation Presents Bacon Bits, the Bacon Grease Edition. And yeah, thanks for having us.
Sponsored by who? Who is it sponsored by?
Oh, sponsored by L&D Trucking out of Mukwonago, Wisconsin.